practice number 7 in the books for Ohio State. Letterman Row was able to watch it. So was the rest of the media, but we're Letterman Row.
That's we're Tim Letterman May. Row.
The 41-year vet Tim May. That's Andy Backstrom. I'm just Spencer Holbrook.
6-year vet.
That's what they call me. Tim, what'd you learn? A lot to learn. What'd you learn?
Yeah, you know, I got to practice this a second ago before we did another take, and just be honest with people. What I learned is Ryan Day feels really good about this defense, and why wouldn't he, man? When you see the level the entire group, especially that first team, is playing on when it's 11 on 11 and it's ones versus ones, Davison Igbinosin and Denzel Burke setting the tone at the corners, but all the way across the board. Cale Downs, Lathan Ransom, I mean, right through the linebackers, right through that front line with Tyleek Williams and et cetera in that company, especially the defensive ends. It's too bad to see Kenyatta Jackson go down today and have to get his left ankle taped up pretty heavily. He may be out for a couple of days, but it didn't look like it was anything super serious. Bottom line is this defense is on another level compared to 3 years ago when we were thinking this team might have had a shot at going to making a national championship run. I think when you see a defense playing on the level this defense is right now in practice, you've got to feel really good about your shot.
Yeah, especially against the receivers they're going against.
Yeah,
Andy,
exactly.
I don't know if you're going to take this offensive line. If you are, we'll get the housekeeping stuff out of the way. If not, take it wherever you'd like.
Yeah, we'll start there with the offensive line. A funky virus, according to Ryan Day. Going around for the offensive line unit, a lot of guys out today. You can go through the list if you want.
No Carson Hinsman.
Yep.
No George Fitzpatrick. No Josh Simmons. So first team left tackle, out. Second team left tackle, out. Insert Austin Saravelle because you're just patching units together.
And other guys, at some point. Other guys left during practice.
Yeah, a couple other guys left during practice. One of the walk-ons was in the porta potty throwing up a little bit. Like it's an interesting time for that offensive line group right now. But Ryan Day said he hopes to have it flushed out by the end of the weekend. So hopefully they're back on their correct footing and correct schedules. Here in the next couple days. Go ahead.
Yeah, but an opportunity for some of those second-year guys. Austin Saravelle, as you mentioned, was at left tackle. We've seen a lot of him at left guard behind Donovan Jackson. I think he's making the strides you'd want to see from a second-year guy. Josh Padilla was at left guard today. We've seen him a lot at center. But now that Luke Montgomery's doing some work at center, maybe Josh Padilla could be a guy being that left guard conversation once Donovan Jackson goes on in the NFL. So you're seeing some growth there from the second-year guys. So it wasn't a wash today as far as evaluation from the offensive line. That being said, the alignment changes does make things difficult for Ryan Day and Justin Fry and the whole offensive staff in terms of evaluating the personnel right now. But Ryan Day did say, you know, there were three Iron Buckeyes that were on the offensive line, Carson Hinsman, Josh Fryer, and Donovan Jackson, I think, were the three.
Right.
And, you know, they're really impressed with this unit this offseason and the kind of intensity they brought to the weight room in winter workouts and summer workouts, and that's translated so far in training camp.
One of the problems with this is that I could get on here and I could have started the video with, man, the defensive line looks really good. Jack Sawyer in the run stopping. They did some inside drill, and it seemed like Jack Sawyer was making every tackle. Arvell Reese shooting through those offensive lines, and he had a great day. Jason Moore had a couple stops there on the interior. But the bottom line is, like, they're going against maybe the most patchwork defensive or offensive line we've seen at Ohio State in years because of the guys who were out. It wasn't just a first-team tackle. It was a second-team tackle. It wasn't just a guy who could play center or guard. You know, it was multiple guys at pretty key spots who were just missing. And hopefully, for everybody's sake, including ours, so we can give people accurate information, they get this thing shored up and figured out and flushed out, like Ryan Day said, so they can figure out, you know, where this offensive line goes, because Ryan Day said they still don't have any answers at right guard. I think the candidates there are good, and Tegra Shibola took almost every rep with Josh Fryer today at that spot, but that doesn't mean anything to me because Carson Hinsman wasn't even available today, so it's kind of hard to get a read on.
I think the right guard being up for grabs right now is a good thing.
I do too.
I think there's a couple guys really playing well. Hinsman, when we got to see him play a little bit before he got flushed out again, sticking with our genre there, it looked pretty good the last couple of days. And then I think Tegra Shibola is definitely taking the bit, man.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Padilla, it reminds me, I used to do a Porky Pig impression where at the end of like Looney Tunes, you would go, Padilla, Padilla, that's all, folks. Remember Porky Pig?
Oh, yeah.
Padilla, Padilla, that's all, folks. But it was good. It was good to see Padilla get... You know, it's been knock on wood. I'm stammering because it's been knock on wood for the Ohio State offensive line room. Low these many years, they've rarely had to come up with a sub, an extended sub dude, you know? And I like the way that sounded, sub dude, D-U-D-E. And So it's important that those guys get those kind of reps, like on goal line and stuff we got to watch coming off of the one and things like that, because they were, you could see they were learning on the fly in a very intense clinic right there. And I thought they held their own to a certain extent, but that's not what you want. You want guys blowing guys off the ball. With this defensive front, I'm not sure you're going to get that even with the ones versus ones.
Yeah, and other, as we switch directions here, the defense really did dominate the day, in my opinion.
Yes.
Denzel Burke had a really nice interception on not even a badly thrown football by Will Howard on
he
an out route.
Broke on it,
Denzel
baby.
Burke just broke on it at the perfect time. That's a senior move. That's a veteran move, and a move that Will Howard probably will not try to throw again on Denzel Burke, because it was just a beautiful play by Burke. Julian Sain had a couple nice throws to end the day, but I thought he was a little sporadic during the day. Devin Brown, again, I've said it in the notes, I'll continue to say it, just a beautiful, beautiful artist with the deep ball. Struggles in the intermediate, I think struggles at times with the check down throws, and I think that's what holds him back, because he is very gifted when it comes to throwing the ball down the field with accuracy. It just doesn't really click in the other departments at all times, and I think that's what holds him back. You know, I thought all three of those guys had decent days. I still think, and I think Ryan Day's...
Keno's had his best day.
Yeah, I do too. But I think Ryan Day's comments about Will Howard are important, that yes. He's taken those steps, Andy, that he's getting better, he's showing the improvement. Like, you're getting the sense that, you know, they're starting to see, even if they're not going to name a starter anytime soon, I don't know, they're starting to see the things that they wanted to see all along from Will Howard.
Well, we're still seeing split field work, but there was kind of a... you know, distinction that Ryan Day made in the press conference today, saying the lion's share of the snaps are being taken by Will Howard and Devin Brown. So mm-hmm. That is kind of a difference between the first four or five practices where it was really even among all five quarterbacks. It did feel like Julian Sain, Lincoln Keenholz, and Aaron Nolan were getting less reps today than mm-hmm. the top two.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, Will Howard, the comments about him, it's command of the offense, it's the poise in the pocket. And those are the things that you're getting the sense could separate and probably are separating him from everyone else right now. One comes from experience of starting 27 games at Kansas State, but they really like his pocket awareness of knowing when to leave the pocket and scramble, but also knowing when to stay in the pocket and not move around, because some of those younger guys will move around when they don't need to.
Yeah, it's a yeah, little bit
Kenny
of happy.
You would have gotten a Kenny Rogers Award for know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to run around, know when to run.
Tim, I gotta stop you. Folks, he was a little off his game yesterday. He's
that
all
was a good one.
He's all the way back.
Yeah, I'm all the way
all
back.
The way back.
And then some.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, but I agree. I mean, you know, as we're sitting here talking, I think that's what I'm going to write about a little bit, because I had some comments, I don't know if you saw the other day, where I asked Will Howard, is he approaching us like he is the starting quarterback? He had really, you know, really good answers to that, because everybody's anointed him that except the guy that matters the most.
Yeah.
And that's the head coach of the Ohio State football team.
Chip Kelly in there too.
Well, Chip Kelly, yeah, but the head coach finally makes yeah. the call. He agrees or mm-hmm. disagrees, but finally it comes down to him. But the point is, I think we're getting close to that moment. I think post-scrimmage on Saturday, somewhere next week, I think we may see the call made one way or the other, because it's kind of – everything's kind of gone the way Ryan Day said it would. Everybody's going to get a lot of reps in the quarterback room the first several days, then they're going to start winnowing reps for some and widening for others. We saw that today. Definitely the Big Ten Network was here. It saw it. And I would think after a scrimmage on Saturday, there should be some things that are clear. Maybe it's not a huge difference, but there probably will be a difference.
Yeah.
And we may get an announcement probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, or the next week. Notice yeah. I covered my bases.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, I got you, Tim. The problem for these quarterbacks is they're throwing into the best secondary
yeah.
in college football.
They really are.
It is crazy what this secondary can do. Again, Denzel Burke had the interception. Davis and Igbinosin, a beautiful pass breakup on a goal line fade to Jeremiah Smith. That was perfectly thrown, perfectly placed. Davis Nigbinosin knocks it away. Jeremiah Smith goes to the ground. And before Jeremiah could even get up, Davison was made sure to be right in that man's face mask, letting him know that you don't throw on Davis Nigbinosin. Now,
I paid zero to get in, but it was worth the price of it. I would have paid 50 to see that.
About an hour later, Jeremiah Smith beat Davis Nigbinosin on a go ball.
Yeah, of course he did.
And had nothing to say back to Jeremiah, or back to Davison, because Jeremiah is pretty soft-spoken. Davison, yeah, not so much. Jermaine Matthews, hilarious moment. Had a pass breakup, playing with so much swagger. It's the heat of August, and he's making snow angels out there on the field.
Yeah.
Calvin Simpson-Hunt, pass breakup. Make sure to give the, you know, you can't throw on me, whatever, you know, incomplete signal for of his own. Bryce West, great pass breakup in the end zone. Like, the list goes on and on and on. And then you don't even talk about the safeties that much because they're not having to do a lot right now because they're just thudding. Even though Caleb Downs is the best run support safety I've seen in my time at Ohio State, and that even includes, I think, Jordan Fuller, who was an artist at that. So, like, this secondary, Andy, is so good, and I think it's clouding our perception of seeing the quarterbacks when we're out here.
Well, we got to see some tackling drills today. The first thing I saw was Caleb Downs just planting Brandon Innes into the ground, and that's just evidence of how good Caleb Downs is because every other rep I saw in that drill Brandon Innes take, he wasn't tackled. So that's Caleb Downs for you. Lathan Ransom was in on that stop and the two-point conversion. They sounded the sirens here. It was like a tornado was coming in.
Wednesday, it was like Wednesday at
Yeah, it was
the
really.
The neighbors must have been scrambling.
It was odd.
A clear air tornado.
But it set up the situation where it was 1 2-point conversion attempt. It seems like they did this in the fifth practice as well. The defense won again. They're now 2-0 in that situation.
Right.
They swarmed Travion Henderson well before the goal line. And Lathan Ransom was right there as well. And Ryan Day talked about how it's so good to have Lathan Ransom back in the fold, healthy. They missed him at the end of last season. I think that's something that, you know, maybe could have changed a few things down the stretch of last year.
Yeah.
And not that Sonny Styles didn't, you know, hold his own in that strong safety spot, but they certainly like Lathan Ransom there, and he showed up on that play.
I thought he was on his way to being the best safety in the Big Ten last year. I don't know if y'all agree or not. If he was playing on that level.
Yeah, I mean, he was really good last year. And then, of course, he comes up gimpy in the Wisconsin game, and
that's that.
Lo and behold, there he's done. We thought his career might be over.
Hey, you agree? I asked Ryan Day this a while ago, but he got the news that Lathan Ransom was coming back and that Caleb Downs was transferring within like a couple of weeks. Maybe have been closer than that. I mean, that's unbelievable when you think about it. And then you think about the guys, other guys who came back on defense. But I'm just talking about, you know, we were so down on safeties. Is that the best way of putting it? A couple of years ago. Now they may have two of the best in the country. I think you can make that argument, right? I mean, it's just crazy what a couple of years difference makes from a personnel standpoint and in how you look at a defense. I mean, they may have the best defensive end. You look at Mitchell Melton, the way he's playing right now.
Yeah.
Caden Curry, obviously, Kenyatta Jackson, we mentioned, went out with that left ankle, looked like a left ankle or lower leg sprain.
We'll try to get more on that at some point.
But he was back out there running a little bit and stuff, so they didn't think it was super serious.
No.
But, I mean, just from a personnel standpoint, a lot of it's almost the same personnel, but they're older, wiser, stronger, whatever you want to put it. I mean, I know we started out with it. Yeah, this was the day for the defense, weren't it? This was D-Day.
Yes.
And I thought the defense stepped up in front of the Big Ten Network cameras and showed out for the most part.
Anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, not to steal Tim's thunder, but Jelani Thurman. They talk about the huge ceiling for him. It's going to come down to consistency. Well, two touchdown catches today.
I know.
And, you know, the first one was an outstretch catch, I believe, a throw from Will Howard. The second one was a Devin Brown pass that was right over Sonny Styles that he brought in. And, you know, Jelani Thurman is going to be a red zone threat if he can be consistent in everything else.
Yeah, here's what I keep saying about it. And I'm
you
not
got
questioning,
him going, Andy.
I'm not questioning coaches. I'm just saying this is the Tim May if I was running the show. I'd have three plays for Jelani Thurman in the red zone. If he's not doing everything else right on a consistent basis, that's tough. But I would have three or four plays for him because I think he could probably handle three or four plays because don't you agree?
Yes.
He is a weapon down there. And I think keeping him on the bench just because he can't do a lot of other things on a consistent basis, I don't know. I'd be going for as many touchdowns as possible this year. And Jelani Thurman would kind of reminds me of Archie Griffin. We get the ball down near the goal line, and Pete Johnson would score the touchdown. Hey, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Jelani has a knack for doing it. He looked good.
You know why? He's like this tall.
I'm being serious. I think this is his best non-spring practice that he's had.
I agree with you.
Because he seemed to be on a
– I didn't want to waste a question on that with Ryan, which is we only got one and a half.
A little bit of a path, and I'm not saying that this was going to be like his entire career.
Yeah.
But so far, he was a spring hero.
Yeah.
And then he would get to training camp and start to fizzle down. I think today kind of reminded everybody 15 in red is pretty damn good. So, like, just another option there.
Let me throw this in there. What I said at practice yesterday, it might have been to you guys, might have been afterwards, I don't remember.
But you talk a lot to him.
But what I like about Will Howard is Will Howard understands what a tight end brings.
He's thrown to good tight ends his entire career.
I mean, we talked about that on here, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you think that not all quarterbacks get that, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though they're coached, whatever. I think it's could be the big matchup.
I agree.
One of the big matchups.
Well, and you don't have to challenge.
Occasionally a big matchup.
You don't have to challenge the corners when you're throwing to the tight ends. I think that's good news for Ohio State because they're throwing into Ohio State's defense. Practice number 7 in the books. Ohio State's going to have practice number 8. On Friday, and practice number 9, which is also a scrimmage on Saturday. We tried, they won't let us in. So we'll just have to talk to some people behind the scenes, get as much info as we can, and
still
put it on.
Got $50 in my pocket.
Put it there at lettermanrow.com. Tim's going to go try to bribe some more people to let us in on Saturday for the scrimmage. Until then, he's just a 41-year vet. Might get that credential revoked if he goes a little too far with that.
True that.
Andy Backstrom on the other side of me right here. I'm just Spencer Holbrook. Go to lettermanrow.com. You're going to get all of that coverage. I just put up a massive notebook of what I saw today from the Woody. Anything that needs added to it, I'll go ahead and throw it in there as well. We'll talk about it in the Letterman Lounge message board. We'll be there, and we'll see you guys there as well at lettermanrow.com.